And now the company's lament in the setting by Angus Mackay. Somewhat thus. Yen tor vo hivi of il yubro ro hivi yum vi yen tor yen hivi yum vi il yubro ro hivi yum vi obroi e yam davir vo Oro vai andari vi io vi o vi ambi il ambro vi ravi. And that's the ground shown with the timings of the double echo beats and Mackay's usual cut style with the initial member of the echo beat is shown as a semi-quaver. Many of the older settings, Mackay, as we know, was a standardizer, tended to reduce movements to a single and variable form. And we know from numerous other of the old authentic scores that there were various different ways of doing this, depending on your style or on the surrounding rhythmical context. So it would be perfectly possible to give a time, increased time value to that initial note in the echo beat movement so that it sounded something like and so on into the second line. You have to play it very light, very smartly. Quite the reverse of the normal timing that you hear so often in competitive play. You've really got to work at that movement to get the light amount of crispness and lightness so the finger doesn't fall too heavily on the intervening grace notes. At any rate, we pass to the first variation, singling. Yan do ha ro ha bi yum bi hi ra fa ra hi ri yum bi Yan do han do ha bi ro bi il yu fa ra hi ri yum bi O bri yan do ha bi ra fa And then that penultimate bar on line 3 of the first variation, Mackay indicates as the last note in the bar, both a B and a high A. And some of the Victorian setters who were all more or less influenced by Mackay in relation to this tune, which despite its popularity in the 20th century, the implication would be was not very widely played since there's very little textual variety for it. Mackay offers as an alternative there, and this was adopted by some, oh, line 3, oh, for I be. Then on to the doubling. Now, some editors have amended Mackay here, thinking that on the parallel with the ground and the singling of the first variation, that final, those concluding Fs should be E's. But Mackay says F and adheres to that throughout the remainder of the tune. So it's obviously quite deliberate. And I and O and B and B Rofo Rovahil and D and D Rambahil Yavi Ovi Ovi Rambai, Umbai. Then we get this rather asymmetrical tune, the concluding variations of each of which appears only as a singling. In this case, the dual of Osculture singling, to which we now proceed. Yarando, harambo, harambi, harambi, harambai, harando, harambai, harambi, harando, harambo, harambi, harandi, harambai, harando, harambi, harandai, harambai, harando, harambi, harandi, harandi, Yarambil, Yarandi, Yarandi, Yarambil, Yarandi, Yarovai, Yarambai, Yarambai, Yarambo, Yarambai, Yarambai, and straight into the do-la-do-chip of singling. Oh, Brumbo, Brumbi, Brumbi, Brumbai, Brumbo, oh, Brumbai, Brumbai, Brumbo, Brumbo, Brumbai, Brumbi, Brumbai, Brumbo, Brumbai, 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 Brumbo, Brumbi, Brumbi, Brumbai, Brumbi, Brumbai, 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 Brumbi, Brumbi, Brumbai, Brumbo, Brumbai, Brumbai. Then back comes the ground. And oh, ho, hili, yumi, hail, yubro, hili, yumi. Which leads back into the final movement eventually, which is your crow singling off the end of the ground as follows. Il yubro, hili, yumi. Oh, Badri, oh, Badri, 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 oh, Badri, 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 oh, Badri, oh, Badri, 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 oh, Badri, 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 oh, Badri, 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 Badri. Back comes the ground once again. And oh, yo, give me, yo, ro, avi, and so on. And that's Mackay's setting of the company's lament.